Hey guys, welcome to day 9 of Crypto Life 365. Sorry it's a little late today. I've been on the road today. It was a 2.5 hour drive one way and then 2.5 hour drive back. Although mostly this was kind of a personal entertainment type of deal. My spouse is repairs pinball machines, kind of a hobby of his, so we drove out to a pinball festival for that. Still on the road, did some business with my phone. I was supposed to have a close yesterday for one of the properties. Unfortunately, it ended up not happening for whatever reason. I'm still trying to figure out why it was moved. The title company basically said we have to move it. So hopefully we'll have a close on it sometime on Monday. In the meantime, I did find another property that I'm looking at further south from here, and this one is kind of expensive, but the renters are willing to pay a rather large amount, and this one I might actually source out to other people for personal private money investment, so small money loans if somebody wants to make some extra money. I'll be posting about that on Facebook sometime later in the week, assuming we get an offer accepted on this property. But yeah, that's kind of me traveling all the time. My schedule looks pretty busy. I'm actually flying out on Thursday of this upcoming week down to Florida because I'm supposed to check up on the progress of my plane and help with some of the construction of it. Then I am going to Consensus, which is a Bitcoin conference in New York City for at least 2 of the 3 days that are there, mainly to meet up with some of my business partners and a couple other friends I know from the cryptocurrency space. Then I have a trip for about almost two weeks to Canada, taking my business partner up there because he's never been, and also to check out some of the areas and possibly real estate and business partners up in the Toronto and Montreal area. Then I actually have quite a bit of June free. By quite a bit, I mean first 2 weeks, because 14th, 15th, and 16th I am going to be presenting at Cryptolina, which is going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina, the Raleigh Convention Center. I'm going to be one of the speakers talking about my cryptocurrency, coaching, and just some tips with regards to cryptocurrencies, how to understand blockchains, what to avoid, how to evaluate ICOs, ICOs, and how to invest using your cryptocurrency into other things. Then I'll have another break of about a week and a half, and then June 26th I'm flying out to London for JT Fox Mega Marketing, because I don't have a very good marketing plan and I seriously need a lot of help with that. So London is going to be 4 days, it looks like. Then I come home, I spend 1 or 2 days, I have a nice break. Then I fly out to Pittsburgh again for another conference. As soon as I'm done with that, literally I come home, unpack, repack, and fly out to France again. And I'm there until July 18th. So not going to see a lot of time home, unfortunately. Partly because there's just so many things that are moving around, so many moving pieces this year, and so much to build, and partly because I may have just a little overexerted myself with regards to my trips, sightseeing, more like vacation trips of the place that I've not seen in a very long time, or just have not seen, period, wanted to see, and I guess in more and more I'm going to get into a point where there's a lot of things I want to do, but life is short, and if you just keep putting things off, you're never gonna get to see them. So yeah, this is just gonna be until July, middle of July, and that's like 4 or 5 trips there already. throughout the rest of the year, I still have maybe another 6 or 7, maybe probably closer to 9 actually, but life of an entrepreneur, you never know when things might pop up. Like, I'm sure one of these days I'm gonna get a call saying, hey, we need to see you in St. Kitts next week or in the next couple of days or something, and there I go again, pack up, on a plane, gone for next couple of days. But it's a life I chose and a life I love. So, I mean, I remember when I was growing up, one of my dreams while I was working in minimum wage in retail or in fast food or some other crappy jobs that I've had throughout my life, my dream was to be a software developer who can sit someplace on the beach with my laptop, doesn't matter where, just work remotely and basically enjoy the sun and the ocean because I love the beach. I did not become a software developer. I do have the experience, but that was not something I wanted to pursue. But I guess in a way I do have sort of that lifestyle. It's just that instead of sitting and relaxing in one spot, I get to relax in spots in short bursts of time before I have to travel again. But yeah, like I said, I love what I'm doing. Tomorrow I have another trip. Once again, it's about 2.5 hours one way for a whole day, then 2.5 hours back. But luckily this time it's, well, not luckily, but again, this time it's not so much for business. We adopted a stray cat in November, and with all my travels, we unfortunately have to drop him off at various friends' houses when we leave, and this time he was on a trial run with another friend who may be able, may want to take him from us. I do really love that cat, though, but it's a little unfair for him to have to be handed over and over to other people over and over again. But we'll see what happens. Anyway, for tomorrow, I'll try to record one maybe tonight, just so I have something early in the morning scheduled, because I've, because of all the distractions and movements, and especially the 24-25 hour trip I had to do to get back home from Hawaii, my Crypto Live days are ended up getting shifted a little bit. What I used to or try to do is I record them in during the day or evening the day before they're supposed to play, but that kind of screwed the schedule up. But well, gotta do what I gotta do, keep them coming out every single day. Same with all the rest of the work, you know, things need to get done, and you gotta get them done, because if you don't do it, nobody else is gonna do it, and if it needs to be done, you're the one who should do it. Anyway, I think that's it for today. Sorry, not much to talk about, but, you know, life's busy, and I like to keep busy. So, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.